ERCOT New Ancillary Service Key to Resource Adequacy, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. ERCOT staff have told the Public Utility Commission they plan to file two urgent protocol changes with the Board of Directors in their latest push to design a new ancillary service that strengthens the grid's resource adequacy. Staff said the new service, now branded Dispatchable Reliability Reserve Service, or DRRS Ancillary Service Plus, will provide the most reliability benefit at the least cost compared to other market design options. Citing an Aurora Energy Research report commissioned by the grid operator, they said the service's design adds more cost-effective dispatchable capacity and provides greater resource adequacy benefits in different load and extreme weather conditions. ERCOT's Keith Collins, Vice President of Commercial Operations, told the commissioners during their November 14th open meeting that staff have been working on refinements to DRRS after getting feedback from the PUC, Independent Market Monitor, and stakeholders. Collins said the grid operator plans to file two protocol changes and an accompanying revision to the Nodal Operating Guide in November. Staff plan to ask the board during its December 8-9 meetings to designate the changes as a board priority, Collins said. The first Nodal Protocol Revision Request, or NPRR, will establish DRRS as an ancillary service that addresses supply and demand forecast uncertainty and reduces reliability unit commitments. The second change will describe a proposed energy storage resource participation model and a release factor concept that allows the service to also support resource adequacy. Both designs open DRRS to online resources instead of just those offline. Mandated by a 2023 state law, DRRS procures reserves of dispatchable power through the day-ahead market to ensure grid reliability during periods of uncertainty. Its sources include thermal generation, batteries and large loads that can come online within 2 hours and are able to provide service for at least 4 consecutive hours. The stakeholder-led Technical Advisory Committee is expected to make a recommendation on DRRS design by the board's June 1-2, 2026, meeting. DRRS originally had a 2024 go-live date, but ERCOT told RTO Insider that implementation is expected to take 24 to 30 months after a design is approved. PUC Chair Thomas Gleason, saying he and his fellow commissioners are not prone to curse from the dais, still uttered what he called a four-letter word, PCM. It was a reference to the late performance credit mechanism pushed by former Chair Peter Lake, which was likened by many to a capacity construct and a verboten concept in these parts because of ERCOT's energy-only market. Gleason asked Collins to explain how DRRS Ancillary Service Plus differs from the PCM. Collins used an analogy involving whales and fish to point out that the huge mammal with fins flopping in the surf is not the fish it appears to be. Unfortunately, when you develop something new and innovative, people tend to look for things that look alike and will say, well, it looks like PCM or it looks like capacity markets, he said. When you get down to the actual mechanics of actually how it works, they're very different. The PCM was a forward procurement mechanism designed to generate credits for thermal resources, Collins said. DRRS Plus will perform like all ERCOT ancillary services in that it will be procured in the day ahead in real-time markets, the latter happening once real-time co-optimization plus batteries is deployed December 5. Stoic Energy Principal Doug Lewin, who monitored the meeting and shared a live thread, didn't agree with Collins. Collins is working hard right now to differentiate between PCM and DRRS as plus, he wrote. But they're different in degree, not in kind. And in degree, only barely. According to the Aurora report, ERCOT's status quo market design will lead to reliability challenges under both moderate and high load growth scenarios. It said with 22 gigawatts of data center load by 2030 and 60% of the facilities participating in demand response, the chances of load shed during Winter Storm Elliott in 2022 in the 2023 heat wave would have been zero. When you have more data centers, you have more flexibility, Collins said. ERCOT will host a workshop on the Aurora report at its Austin headquarters December 17. Brownig outage to end in December. ERCOT staff told the commission that CPS Energy's Brownig Unit 3 is expected to return to service by December 15 after an extended outage following the grid operator's decision to enter a reliability must-run, or RMR, contract with the aging gas unit. The 400 megawatts unit, which went online in 1970, has nearly completed a maintenance outage that began in March. CPS Energy soon discovered it needed to replace a boiler superheater header, which required steel from South Korea and Italy. The header was built in North Carolina and installed in October. All welding, X-ray examinations, and hydrostatic pressure testing have been completed, said ERCOT's David Kessel, Director of Weatherization and Inspection. All of that seems to be working fine, he said. The expenses are piling up, though. The Unit 3 outage is expected to cost $32.9 million when it is completed after Thanksgiving. The grid operator has accrued more than $31.8 million in approved costs through June for CPS capital investments and fuel expenses. A 10% incentive factor is applied to other eligible spending, which eventually will exceed the cost of the maintenance outage. ERCOT attorney Nathan Bigby, tag-teaming with Kessel, said the 15 mobile generators Houston Utility CenterPoint Energy loaned to the San Antonio region have all been installed and synchronized to the grid. Three of the units are dealing with power control issues, but the other 12 are available for dispatch during emergency conditions. Life Cycle Power, the generator's provider, is exploring options to address voltage ride-through events, Bigby said. However, he said the units are not expected to operate frequently. Our priority right now is getting these units commissioned, Bigby said. ERCOT, CPS, and Lifecycle entered a contract that runs through March 2027 and costs about $51 million for the entire term. The grid operator has piled up nearly $27 million in costs through October. Under the contract, ERCOT will be able to dispatch the units only during actual or expected emergency conditions. The costs will be uplifted to qualified scheduling entities representing load on an hourly load ratio share basis. The ISO can terminate the contract early if transmission facilities addressing a regional constraint are completed ahead of schedule. CPS Energy said in 2024 that it was planning to retire all three Browning units in March 2025, but the ISO determined that Unit 3 was needed for reliability reasons. ERCOT's RMR contract with Browning is its first since 2016, when it entered into an agreement with NRG Texas Power over a previously mothballed gas unit near Houston. The contract ended in 2017, thanks partly to transmission facilities that increased imports into the region. CenterPoint SRP approved. The Commission approved CenterPoint's proposed System Resiliency Plan, three-year, $129.7 million initiative, after Commissioner Courtney Jaltman said the original filing lacked enough data to support the utility's main vegetation management measure. Jaltman trimmed more than $10 million from the plan by accepting an estimated cost of $137.9 million in a supplemental filing. CenterPoint's original budget was listed at $141 million. She cut an additional $8.2 million from the revised figure by striking 350 projects with benefit-to-cost ratios less than 1.0 or without ratios. CenterPoint said its resiliency plan mitigates the effects of extreme wind, water, and temperature events. The plan strengthens the physical security and cybersecurity of its infrastructure and technology assets and the ability to monitor and respond to resiliency events. The PUC also approved a pair of orders related to the $10 billion Texas Energy Fund. It endorsed staff's recommendation to enter into grant agreements with four cooperatives, totaling $60.6 million, for reliability, resiliency, and facility weatherization projects. The grants are the 14th awarded through the TEF's outside ERCOT grant program of the $10 billion Texas Energy Fund. The program has granted more than $680 million to projects that update transmission and generation infrastructure and provide vegetation management. The Commission also accepted staff's recommendation to accept an extension request from Hull Street Energy, an applicant for a prospective loan under the TEF's and ERCOT loan generation program. The private equity firm requested an extension to December 31, 2026, saying a confluence of market forces outside its control made it unlikely to enter into a loan agreement with the PUC.